Hey, but bottom line is, who cares about any potential problems with the Rams? Because Los Angeles has a football team back, and that's quite a big deal if you're in Southern California. Joining us right now from the LA Times to give us the lowdown on all things Ram, it is Lindsay Theory. Lindsay, I'm Dave. That's Nate across from me. Thanks for joining us this morning. How are you?
Thanks for having me, guys. Doing well. Just in the middle of the training camp grind.
Well, and here's the thing. You got the grind, and it was so weird. Now, there's no love lost between us here in Sacramento, for the most part, and Los Angeles. That aside, Lindsay, it was always one of the weird things in sports that the number two market in the country went so long without the biggest sport in the country, the NFL. Is the hype, is the excitement, is the buzz in Los Angeles what you think it should be for the return of the NFL?
You know, Los Angeles is such a different city that sometimes it's really hard to gauge, you know, exactly how hyped up the city is. There's so much going on here. I know people probably roll their eyes thinking, oh, they say that in Los Angeles all the time. But I will say that Saturday, I get my days mixed up with camp. On Saturday when they opened camp, I was pleasantly shocked how many people were lined up to get in those doors 90 minutes before practice even started. To see the Rams. I mean, they said at the Rams there were more than 10,000 people. I'm not sure if it was that many, but it was pretty crazy to see the reception. But I don't think that we'll really know how much the city's going to embrace the NFL until, you know, week one gets here.
I'm kind of curious, Lindsay, you know, you got a new team in town. You guys got USC football, UCLA football, whatever it might be. But, you know, first pro joint in town. How'd you guys divvy up the coverage responsibilities at the Times?
That's a good question. We'll find that out pretty soon.
Oh, gotcha.
You know, I know that some folks have shifted beats and that, you know, some priorities have been changed a little bit. But, you know, USC opens camp Thursday, tomorrow, and then UCLA at the beginning of the week. So I think they'll still get coverage. But obviously, you know, NFL is king everywhere.
Okay, because that's what I was just going to ask you. Aside from the fact that the Rams are brand new and they've got, you know, Jared Goff, they got a shiny new quarterback, you know, rank the teams in terms of importance still, USC, UCLA, Los Angeles. You're saying NFL moves right in, they're the king.
Always. NFL is always going to be king.
Like that.
Well, when you look at, speaking of the newly minted quarterback, it's interesting with Jared Goff. From what I understand, Lindsay, in reading, and this could always change, He's working with the second team right now, but getting instruction after almost every play, and it seems that the prevailing thought is that whether or not he starts game one, this Rams coaching staff is focused on getting him up and ready to go ASAP.
Yeah, you know, at the end of OTAs, he slid in there with the ones, which Jeff Fisher said was going to happen. During camp so far, it's exclusively been with the twos. He gets a lot of instruction after every play, like you said. You know, some people do really feel that he will be the day one starter when they open Monday night up in San Francisco, or Santa Clara, I should say. But I remain a little bit skeptical myself. You know, yesterday when they put pads on, he did have what appeared to be his best practice of camp, only three really full team practices in. So we'll see. I mean, you go through four preseason games, and we'll see if he's ready for that big game on Monday night.
Lindsay Theory of the LA Times joining us on KHTK, breaking down the newly minted Rams of Los Angeles. Lindsay, I did kind of just step all over the honeymoon period here with the Rams, but, you know, Jeff Fisher hasn't exactly blown the doors off of anyone as the Rams coach,
no.
And he doesn't have a history of making star quarterbacks in the league, so I guess, how much time do you think he bought himself in a new place by trading for a project quarterback and moving to Los Angeles?
1 year.
Wow.
Like you said, you know, this team hasn't been in the playoffs in 12 seasons. They haven't had a winning season in 13. You know, Los Angeles, if there's one thing we certainly know, it's consistent that this city is very apathetic toward a team that isn't producing wins and producing wins in an exciting fashion.
Mm-hmm.
So they don't have much time, and it's kind of the elephant in the room, right? Everyone's excited to have the team. They're excited to get to know who the players are. And then you take a look at the head coach and you realize, wow, this isn't a new beginning for him. He's really got to perform, and his team has to perform this year.
Now, as Lindsay Theory joins us from the LA Times, we're talking Los Angeles Rams, which is still weird to say.
Feels
even
weird, right?
Even though they were
weird
the Los Angeles. Yeah, I mean, it's not like they haven't been the Los Angeles Rams before. It's just weird again. How's Todd Gurley looking? First impressions on him and him looking to build off that rookie year.
Yeah, Todd gets a handful of carries every practice. I think they're kind of easing him into it, but he seems every part of the offensive rookie of the year. You know, he's not only become kind of the face of the franchise, except for Goff out here in L.A., but, you know, at practice, everyone's cheering for him. And when he does carry the ball, it absolutely looks very impressive.
You know, and part of the other running back situation, it's just bizarre what's been going on with Trey Mason. No one really seems to know. I mean, he's mm-hmm. had some run-ins with the law, but Jeff Fisher said the other day he hasn't talked to him in months. I don't know that there's a lot to share there, Lindsay, but what do you know about that? And is there, I guess, any sort of insight into what's going on?
I mean, there's really not, other than what Jeff Fisher said. I don't think anybody was surprised that he didn't report for camp, since he wasn't out here for the summer workouts as well. I think what Jeff Fisher said, really, though, that they hope the best for him and want the best for him regardless of football, is kind of the important part right now. Obviously, life things happen that are much bigger than what happens when you put on pads and a jersey.
Lindsay Theory joining us of the LA Times. So we talked a little bit about Jeff Fisher, and Jeff Fisher's fate, I think, is going to fall on this offensive line. They've got the whole Jake Long situation they dealt with. Now they look at former number two pick Greg Robinson entering his third season. What's the coaching staff's thoughts on that O-line holding up, and are they sweating a bit?
You know, I don't really know if they're sweating too much. I think offensively their focus has just been so much on talking about the receivers. I think if they're sweating about anything, that's really has to be what it is. You know, they're talking about how young that group is and how reliable they're starting to look. But, when you kind of ask the coaching staff again and again what their target is, it's receivers. So I don't know that the offensive line is really something that they're concerned about, or if they are, they certainly aren't letting on about it.
Lindsay, before we let you go, there is one other really big debate going on, and I, you know, follow you on Twitter. I see you on Twitter. It's at Lindsay Theory, by the way. We'll put out the spelling when we let you go. Have you come to a conclusion as to whether or not you're going to post on Instagram or Snapchat?
Yeah, how did I know this is where you're going to step into it? I knew this is exactly where you're. I don't know. The poll, like, last before I went to sleep late last night, it was like almost 50-50 split. You guys, I can't keep up with all the millennials. I don't know what they want. I don't know what the people want. So if you guys have an answer to that, I'm all ears. But I'll tell you this, I'm not posting on both. I just can't hold three phones, a video camera, and a notepad. It's just going to be too much.
Well, I can tell you Lindsay's poll right now. Instagram, since she went to sleep last night, has pulled ahead 54% to 46% over Snapchat. Now they both have these stories or what. Here's the thing, Lindsay. I'll just tell you. I post on Facebook a couple times a week. It's mostly family stuff. Twitter, I post on constantly. I have an Instagram account, but I'm more of a Twitter guy. I can't, and I don't even know what the hell to do with Snapchat. I always thought Snapchat was for weirdos and stuff to send out pictures. I had no idea that you could do all this stuff with it. So I'm kind of in your ballpark. I you know, in the olden days, and we could just do cave paintings.
Yeah, you know, and people, maybe we have to go with Instagram, even though, you know, with after the Draymond Green situation, Snapchat seems to be the trending topic. I don't know.
That's Lindsay Theory. You can follow her on Twitter at Lindsay, LindsayTHIRY. You know what? I'm reading your bio. I just want to make sure before I ask you this mm-hmm. next question. Okay, so you work for the LA Times. I'm asking you this for a reason. No official affiliation with the team itself, correct? You work for the Times?
No, I work for the LA Times.
Okay,
exactly.
So I feel comfortable, and I didn't want to put you in a tough spot if you work for the team. Are you hearing the same Andrew Siciliano rumors we are as far as radio play-by-play or no? We're hearing that up there. Longtime host of the Red Zone on NFL Sunday Ticket, and I'm seeing things pop up that he may, in fact, be going and doing some play-by-play down there.
You know, I saw that pop up on Twitter, and funny thing is I saw Andrew, and I spoke with him very briefly. He's a very busy man yesterday at training camp, but I don't know the exact answer on that one.
Yeah, it's interesting. I'm a Sunday Ticket guy. I love Andrew. I think he does an amazing job, and I will never understand how he can do what he does for 8 hours. It's the same question I ask NASCAR drivers. How do you not go potty during those eight hours?
I was going to say, say, you guys know he doesn't take a restroom break, right?
That's what he said. I mean, I've had him on the show.
Oh, you better believe him.
He's 100% right. I've had him on the show before and asked him specifically. He says, nope, I deal with my intake of water and this and that. I'm very he does not take a bathroom break. And he's on that set for 8 hours straight. So going from that to radio, I don't know, for me personally, that's a step down. But if it's good for him, it's good for him.
He's a pit bull. He'll do it all.
Lindsay, you're awesome. Thank you so much for your time.
Guys, thank you.
All right, take care. If you're in LA, you know what do you care? You got what's the moratorium? What's the grace period on the Rams?
It sounded like a year. I love that she just used the term apathy for teams that aren't successful, because that's it. Like, if you're, they don't get mad at you if you suck in LA. They don't give a damn.
Sure,
and that's like that's almost worse.
Do you? Right? I mean, there's a good possibility that most LA fans don't even know the Rams are there yet.
Well, and that was kind of the funny thing coming up with it as we're prepping for this interview, so to speak, trying to figure out questions. Like, not that I'm doubting Lindsay's reporting acumen,
sure,
but we're talking about a team that has been in town for a matter of months and has been on public display for a matter of days. How far deep can you get?
Yeah.
And like, I, you know, where do you go?
It's off the, I mean, off the field is as if not more interesting. I mean, there's a couple of decent storylines. Obviously, Jared Goff there and Jeff Fisher. Is he a good coach, or is he one of the more overrated coaches of all time?
The only reason Jeff Fisher's not fired is because he was able to pull a trade for a high pick and a quarterback.
Yeah.
I mean, that dude, think about how much. She said it. They haven't had a winning season in 13 years.
Sure.
Right? Jeff Fisher's, like, he's the one that's responsible for that. And, like, by going in with Sam Bradford for way too long and then Nick Foles for a little bit, like, I had a feeling he went in this offseason and was on thin ice. It was like, hey, just give me a project quarterback.
You know why I think Jeff Fisher hasn't been fired, honestly, and I don't think you're wrong. I think a big part of it, too, is we were talking about Jed York and how he doesn't care because he's making cash.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Kroenke.
Oh, man.
Stan Kroenke has such a huge empire when it comes to sports teams. I think as long as he's been focused on moving him to L.A., doesn't really care.
That's a great point, because they didn't have to do anything different with the team, and his business got bigger.
He made a lot of money, and I hope he gave Jerry Jones a piece of whatever the money he made, because Jerry's a huge reason why those Rams are in L.A. right now. So there's the Rams. We will have I'm sure, be an extremely lively conversation with Dave Softy Mahler of KJR in Seattle tomorrow. And it sucks, because we don't really have any ammo. He's going to come on and talk about the Seahawks. He's going to drop a bunch of bombs on the 49ers. And what are we going to do? Argue? They're horrible. And I hate taking it from him.
You just have to, though.
We'll just throw out, you know, like, well, you know, so are you going to go to any Sonics games this year? Something like that. They got to throw something out there to fight back with.
And enjoy the Robert Turbin era.
Yeah, exactly. Good luck there, pal. So we'll do that tomorrow as we keep going through the NFC West. When we come back, a guy named Benjamin Hill, you say, who the hell is Benjamin? What are you doing? He's got the greatest assignment in the world. He's going around for MILB.com. That's the minor league baseball part of MLB.com. And he's touring ballparks. He started in Wrigley Field. I'm interested to get his grade and see what's ahead of him as well. He'll join us next. We'll have a little bit of fun on The Drive, Sports 1140 KHTK.